What Maryland Farmers Think About the Carbon Marketplace, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. My guess is that most farmers will tell you what they're thinking if you bother to ask. That's why a group called the Maryland Grain Producers interviewed 30 farmers about the carbon marketplace. The group's Director of Programs and Public Relations, Jennifer Gannon.
We as farmer representatives need to know farmers' true thoughts and opinions on hot topics like climate change, the carbon market for agriculture, any programs that may be forming. And so then we can help those programs and things like that better form and work for farmers, actually.
Gannon says some of the farmers had concerns.
They want to see more science behind the carbon market and the sequestration for it to make sure that the payments are fair, the rates are fair, everything is fair. But I think despite all the concerns, everyone agrees that additional income for the farm is always a great thing. No one's going to say no to that, right?
As carbon markets continue to evolve, Gannon says it's good to stay in touch with farmers.
Without their true opinions and their ideas to make things work is nearly impossible. When we talk about programs, regulations, whatever it is, it has to work for the farmer or it won't work at all.
Gannon appeared in the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. And there's a link to it on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.